faileth. He is mapped out and wrong. All of the ground. Yes. Thank you, Saint. Bless his holy name. Gracious Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. Because you would. To be praised. Where else can we go without you? We need you every second of our life. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Give my mind where I can think right. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise, and the power of the name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, and to our honorable Mayor May, and it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So many like to have this opportunity just to come to the house of prayer. Take advantage of it. Praise and listen while you have a chance. That's his holy name. I know we can watch television and internet, but it's nothing like being in a part of it yourself. To give him glory. And to give him praise. The other side of salvation. The other side of salvation, number two. Don't get shaky. I'm not going on 99, but the other side. The other side. Well, you're sure right, but I ain't going that far. Thank God. The other side of salvation, number two. Luke 9 and 22. The 22nd verse saying, the Son of Man must, you ought to put a line up under that, must suffer many things and be rejected. You ought to put a line up under that. And notice where mostly of the elders and chief priests and strive and be slain. And be raised the third day. Y'all put a line up under that. And he said to them all, after he said what he gonna go through with, can I say he looked around? One writer did say he turned after he told them what I'm gonna go through with. They thought again, no, I really feeling sad and everything. He said, nah. He looked around and told him, now if any man will come after me, let him, you got to let it, see, you got to let it, let him, you got to get rid of yourself, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you don't want to do that, you may want to gain the world, see. If you ain't after Jesus, you have some else. Ain't that right? And then he come over. He let nobody free for nothing. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Then he said,
For what is a man advantage if, he ain't going to do it anyway, but if he gained the whole world and lose his soul or be cast away? That means go through the lake of fire. And then there's the other part where so many of us right now is ashamed. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. The other side of salvation. The other side of salvation. I have found out. You ought to be any long enough, most of us have found out there's two sides to salvation. A glorious side. There's a cross side. Make it short, a suffering side. Cross means nothing but suffering. But it's two sides. And my brothers and sisters, every child of God need to know about the other side of salvation. They need to understand Christ and his cross. Satan wants us to be ignorant of the other side of salvation. He's taking advantage of that too, because we are. We don't talk about nothing but the glorious side. Yeah, and I mess so many of us up right now. Because that's all we hear. That's all we want to read about. The side where the glory is. But the way this thing read, I'm not through with it, just get started. But the way this thing read, you can't have one without the other. There's two sides to the thing. And that means Jesus said, learn me. Learn my way. Learn about me. Yeah, you learn about Daniel around there, and he got out because he learned about me. That's funny. We know all about that. They come out, but we still in there. And that means some of us still in there because we ain't doing what the Lord told us to do. Yeah, down there crying and hollering and all that kind of junk. Because we don't realize they have another side to salvation. You got to learn about me. You got to take my yoke upon you and learn me. Learn me, learn me, learn me. See what I went through with. Follow me. Anybody that follow me, you're going to catch some hell if you follow Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, preacher, we got to stop playing with folks. Yeah. I know some going to cut me off before I get through it, but we got to stop playing with people. Bless his holy name. That's another sign of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, most church goers now come to the house of prayer just to hear the preacher, pastor tell them the glorious side of salvation. All the good promises of God. Yeah, that's all we want to hear. Don't disturb me. Keep me in the comfort zone. Yeah, yeah. And preach the crazy enough to bring it too. It's more than the glorious side. Both of them goes together. That's his holy name. We want to come and hear the good part. Praises go up. Blessings come down. That's what we said, isn't it right? You're right, but Pastor, you're right. That's glory, yeah, that praise go up. But let me tell you something else that you got to do. We don't say nothing about this. But listen at what the law says. ain't talking about what preachers are saying, but look at what the law said. If my people who call by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven.
We want to hear that part now, see. No, just praise and go up and bless it come down. But what about turning from our wicked way? He said, then I will hear from heaven. He preaches to mess you up if you don't watch yourself. Nothing but the good part of it. But we've got to do something. Don't disturb me, Reverend Walker. I don't want to be disturbed. That's his holy name. I hear from heaven then. You got to do something for you. You got your neck that long and your chest poked out. You got to fight. Get humble. Don't even pray. Then you got to transform your wicked ways. Yeah. And then when I see all that, I'm going to put my ear down there to hear you then. Yeah. But until then, I ain't going to turn down nothing loose with your praise, but your other what you're doing. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is good preaching now. Yeah. Hey, it's good. You can look at this good preaching. This is what we got to hear.
Bless his holy name. It's hot off the press. The things that make me feel good. That's what we like to hear. The things that benefit me. That's what we like to hear. The things that sound good in my ears. That's what I want to hear. Things what I want to hear. That's what I come to church for.
Yeah.
But when God, Lord have mercy, have the pastor the menu. He got to serve what he get.
And if you got a problem eating it, that's your problem. What he give is good for you. Junk food will run you off anyway. Junk food will make your blood pressure go up.
Yeah, we come to hear junk food all the time. And, something to make me feel good. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, Reverend Walker. Bless your heart, Reverend Walker. Okay, bless your heart. Bless your heart, Reverend Walker. Yeah. Benefits come when we do the whole story and hear the whole story. That's when your benefits come. We get so now we want to tell God exactly what I want, just like we walking upright. Buddy, don't work like that. Oh, there's another side here. The salvation. And more folks, y'all got to agree with it, more folks come to church to be comforted. Don't disturb me. I'm doing all right. Yes, I was out all last night, but I'm at the church. Y'all be glad to see me. Don't bother me. I'm not bothering you. I just got a gospel to preach. And I'm the one who love you, but you don't know it. God's the one who love us. And when folks lie to you, that's nobody don't care nothing about you.
That's his holy name. Well, you got to hear the truth, my brothers and sisters. I've been here 31 years. I ain't stopped telling it yet.
I am changed no ways. I've been preaching like this ever since I started preaching. I find out it's changed, folks. Change, folks. Got to be changed. There's another side of salvation. We got to hear the whole story. And my brothers and sisters, because of this, want to hear the whole, want to do what we want to do, want to hear what we want to hear, because of this, what going on now in the Christian world today, preaching, become big business now. Yeah. I said preaching have become big business. And my brother and sister, many people now go into preaching business without having a license. Talking big business. Big business. But they don't have no license from on high. They get man-made license, but you ought to have some license from on high first. And when you really got your license from on high, really got your license, you gonna tell folks the truth. You can't help yourself. You got to love people. Just like Paul, going out to Damascus. He had license, but wasn't from God. He said, a high priest gave me some license. Can I say it like that, y'all? Gave me some license to go down here and beat up every Christian, kill them and all that. But he got arrested before he got there. Arrested him. Can I say this? Can I say the game wall stopped him?
All right.
Showed the law some phony license. Yeah. After a while, God had to knock him down. Have you been knocked down? Yeah. But he had his license. He got some real license now. Keep on going down. Do what I told you to do now. But that's one thing about God. He'll change before you get there. You know, just like, watch this. God's so powerful. I'm a drunk. I drink whiskey all the time. I'm just using myself as an example. I drink whiskey. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get drunk. I love the drinking. I'm going to get drunk. And before I get there, the man, the old folks are from upstairs. Change my life. He touched you. And then when he touches, you ain't gonna turn all the way around. I can keep straight on down to the whiskey house.
Yes, sir.
But where I gonna get drunk at? I'm gonna start a preaching at.
That's right, Pastor.
You ain't got to turn around. Go on. When God changed your nature, you're not the same no more. Go on to your bloody house where you was drinking and gambling. Go on now and then. But you don't change now. Tell them what thus said the Lord. The power of God. Give you power. Yeah. I told my, y'all know Alamo. Bless his heart. That's my buddy. We went to school together and he in California for a few. I thought he'd been back. Told Joe, I thought he'd been back, but he ain't back yet. And I talked to his nephew. I said, I'm going to call him. He's down there waiting. I'm going to call old Alamo. Alamo, how you doing? Hey, Larry Wilson, how are you doing? I'm doing all right. I said, I thought about you, man. I said, now, you know, don't stay down there too long. You'll start back doing what you was doing. Oh, all of them got a grin. See, he's been changed now. And what made me got to shout, you know, he said, Reverend, the boys I do the wrong with, they don't got saved. They ain't doing what they used to do. That's what I got happy right there. When God changed you, you change. When God has something to do with you, you change. Yeah. Go on down there. I got a different story to tell. And my brothers and sisters, most of them, Lord have mercy, without license, okay? I'm still going to be without license. Them without license. Most of them without heaven license. They in it for their own benefit. To take advantage of the peoples. And they are preaching to them what they want to hear. And that's all I know. They preach what folk want to what? Hear. What people want to hear. Not what good for them, but what they want to hear. Some of y'all old folk know what I'm talking about. When you get the whooping coughing. Mama got a remedy for whooping coughing. Cold stopped up in your chest. And sick, feeling bad, fever everywhere. And she gives some castor. But I'm sick. I don't want that castor, but I'm sick. If I best not take that castor, I might won't be sick. But I don't like castor. But she make me drink it anyway. But boy, about another 2 days, I'm ready to jump up and down. The word of God will clean you up, won't it do it? But you don't feel like praising God. But when God get a hold to you. Don't feel like coming to church. But when God get a hold to you. Don't feel like speaking to your enemy, but when God get a hold to you, it makes you do some unusual things. Yeah. Make you do some unusual things. Something about the power of God. Bless his holy name. Let's read something. Look at 2 Timothy 4 and 20. No, verse, yeah, 2 Timothy 4, 2 through the 5th verse. Yeah. A lot of in it for their own self. They're not in it for to help the people, but for themselves. I know some of Canary, y'all. That's all fine. He in it for their own gain. That really preaches one side of salvation. Right. Nothing but good stuff they want to hear all the time. And folk dying and going to hell. And we right here playing with folks' souls. Read it for me, brother.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season. Out of season.
God Almighty.
Reprove. Rebuke.
Listen to that.
Exhort. With all long suffering.
Yes, sir.
And doctrine. Yes,
yes. Preach all of it. Y'all get my point now? Yes. You don't leave nothing out. All right. Preaching is a season. Yes, sir. In other words, God don't save some folk through preaching. Sometimes ain't nobody gonna move.
That's right.
There's a season for preaching. But there ain't no season for praying.
All right.
You ought to pray all the time.
Right.
But a season for preaching. Some folk gonna hear, some folk ain't gonna what? Hear. You just put it out there where they can hear. But you preach all of it.
Yeah,
Reprove, rebuke, and what? Exhort with long suffering and doctrine, teaching. Got to hear the teaching of it. Got to preach all of it. Don't preach just one thing. Exhort them all the time. No, there got to be some else in it. So there's another side of salvation. We ain't talking nothing about it. There's got to be something said about it. Read the next book.
For the time will come.
Time will come.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
It's right now.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
And that's what's happening right now? What they want to hear. Itching ear folk, what they want to hear. Itching ear folk go from church to church.
All right.
He'll preach what I want to hear. Don't I know? That's what you need. And preachers know that. That's being they preach in one what? Side. For their own benefit.
You're right, Pastor.
Yeah. You got a mama here telling you, go down to the store by 5 blocks, and she's been down there several times, and holes down there, snakes running across there. Let y'all tell you some snakes down there. Go in the store, baby. I'll be waiting on you to get back. No, you ain't talking about some snakes down there. Preacher got to tell you everything. You won't get there if he don't tell you everything. That really got to tell you everything. Not for his benefit, but for God's benefit and for your benefit. God's benefit because he told to tell it. Yeah. Itching ears. Just got itching ears. Just want to hear what I want to hear. That he's about bind up teachers to preach what I want to hear. That we bind up to, when they get a pastor, they get somebody going to tell them exactly what they want to hear. A lot of churches right now, they got a lot of this. You know how to bring that stuff too, boy. Motivating preachers. Got to make them sound good. Bless his holy name. Quiet the mouth in here, ain't it? I like it like this. You got to hear, you got to hear, you got to hear. You got to hear the truth. Another side of salvation. Ain't nobody paying it no attention. Preachers done left it. Because they know you don't want to hear it. But it is for their own benefit. Everybody wants to preach now. They're going in a preaching business. Everybody wants to preach. How they can deceive folks, fool folks. I ain't gonna call his name, but his preacher, bless his heart, you know him, but I ain't gonna call his name. I ain't about to call his name, but he used to be in another faith. Well, you gotta be a Baptist. Big time. Big time. He said he lost everything. That he had. House, car, everything. God got him because he was leading folks astray. He said the denomination that I was in, they teach how to skin and fool folks. They got an art of it. He said, I had it. He said, but God, see, when God really called a man, he stripped him. God took everything from him because he was scheming people, tricking folks, gimmicking folks. I don't want God to get me for that. No, sir. No, sir.
All right.
Let him get me for something else, not that.
Right.
Not leading folks astray.
Right.
No, sir. No, sir. God doesn't play with nobody.
Right.
And when you really been called by, I'm talking about call.
Yeah.
When you've been called and touched by God, you don't tell them folks the truth.
Yes.
You can't help yourself.
Yes. Go ahead, brother.
This is what happened in the last day. Preacher just in it, but what they can get out of it. Bless his holy name. Read next verse.
And they shall turn away their ears.
Listen to this.
From the truth. And shall be turned unto fables.
Nothing but a short stories and things. Turn their ear from what? They don't want no truth. Folks don't want no truth. They don't want the heaven God, heaven book truth.
All right.
They turn from it. These are the last days. That means they turn it from it. Preachers, it's because of us, preachers and pastors, praying with folks' souls.
All right.
It's our fault.
Yes,
but it ain't going to be on me. No, sir. We got a lot of them out there. They tell it just like it is. But folk run to God who trick them. Folk lie to be tricked. That's his holy name. You hear it for the wrong reason. They go to school just to preach, but never been called by God. Because it's big business now. Big business. This thing ain't nothing to play with. Folks don't realize they're playing with their souls. This thing is serious business.
All right.
And can't nobody at New Bethlehem tell me, come in my face and tell me I done changed.
All right. All right.
I come here preaching just like I'm preaching right now.
All right.
Just like I'm preaching right now. It ain't about us, it's about Jesus. It ain't about my name on no billboard nowhere. No, it's about Christ. He the one does the blessing. You do what he said, he does the blessing. That's one thing, can't nobody stop. Can't nobody stop God from blessing you. And when you do what he said, yes, you're going to be persecuted, but can't nobody stop the blessings. He can stop what he wants to stop. He can start what he wants to start. Yes, Lord, help us. You got to have a heart for people, preachers. I mean, you got to have a heart for preachers, for peoples. For peoples. Jesus loved peoples. He didn't come see about no chickens, and no ducks, no horses, and he come to see about people. They got lost in the garden. God come to finish, let them find their way back home, and that's from heaven. Bless his holy name. Read the last verse. There's one more verse, man. Read the last verse there. Hallelujah.
But watch thou.
Watch thou.
In all things.
Yes, Lord.
Endure afflictions.
Yeah.
Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry.
Now watch what he said now. See, he can't be out there. He got to what? Watch. He got to watch the devil. He got to watch everything. He got to watch. Watch thy and what? Not something, but what? Now watch the next two words. Endure what?
Affliction.
That in big writing now. Be ready to catch some hell. Be ready to lie on, talk about. There ain't nothing new. We just don't want to preach on it. That's the other side of salvation. Affliction is the other side. What we don't want to hear, don't want to go through with it. He said, in what? Do it. In do it. They may have their foot on your neck, but you just stay right there. I get them off when I get ready. You just stand there.
Go ahead, brother.
Don't know no better. Got somebody hurt got your little feeling on your job, crying like a little baby. I don't bother nobody. I praise the Lord every Sunday. You got to endure it, honey sugar. You ain't got to bother nobody. Did Jesus bother anybody? If any man come after me, then he got to do what? Deny himself. And take up his cross. And follow me. Oh, boy. Good preaching. Old David said, I'm going to encourage myself. But in the depths of my heart, this kind of preaching will keep you out of hell. Bless his holy name. The other side of salvation. Many times, if y'all know, large crowds follow Jesus. Just to hear things that they want to hear. Y'all know that. Do y'all study about? Y'all see why big crowds follow Jesus when they want to feed the 5,000? That was the biggest crowd he ever fed. Called bread. And Jesus told Jesus had to get them straight on that, see? But when he talks about the kingdom of God, they want to kill him.
All right.
Kill him. Get out. Get him out of here. But long enough feeding him with 5,000 with a little broke with bread. A crowd. I can't. All of them coming. But now, let's stop feeding the body now. Let me feed your spirit.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait.
He went through with it. We got to go through with it. I tell preaching power. Don't you worry about folks leaving. Let them go. You just preach the gospel. God going to send who you want to send. Don't be afraid to tell folks the truth. Do it out of love. Somebody got to tell you. I want everybody I pass to go to heaven. And them I don't pass to go to heaven. I want to show Jesus something. Down here preaching 31 years and ain't nobody just handful of being saved. No! I want the whole congregation saved! 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 Make sure you what? Saved! So he had a big crowd following him. Lord, he's saying good thing. Just like it is right now. Good thing. Now listen, turn to John for me. St. John for me. St. John 6. And read the 25th through the 27th and stop. St. John 6, 25. What did I say? Yeah, 6, 25 through 27. Them two verses.
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither?
When you got over him, we've been looking for you. Come on.
Jesus answered them and said,
listen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
You ain't seeking me for my miracles and who I am. You seeking me because I gave you some fish and bread. That's what you come and follow me for. Where you been? We've been looking for you. Where you? It's dinner time. Where you been? Snack time. What you seeking me for? What you following Jesus for? What you want out of Jesus?
All right.
You ain't follow me because you really want me. You want what I got. Not spiritual thing, but for your own flesh. For your own benefit. Yeah. Oh, boy, boy. He's a good preacher. See, I had to encourage myself every once in a while. See. I promise you. I promise you. I'm so sure Jesus could be sitting right there. He'll say, amen. This the truth. This the truth. Now, stay in that same chapter. Now, I want you to skip down for me. I want you to read now. Start at 63 through the 70 verse. 63. Watch this now. Crowds always follow Jesus. Watch this. Go ahead now.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yeah.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Nothing.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit.
They are spirit.
And they are life.
They are life. The words I speak is what? They are spirit. And what? Life. The word of God is spirit. The word of God is spirit. It feed our what? Soul and spirit. Take it in. It don't feed the flesh. It feed the soul. It feed the spirit. Because the word I said to you are what? Spirit. If we feed the body and don't feed the soul, something's going to go lacking. And the one that we feed, that's the one going to thrive. If you feed your body and feed your soul, the body going to control the soul. Everything the body wants, you're going to have it because it's controlling the soul. But if you feed your soul, the body won't have anything to see. But you got power enough to keep the whole body down. You can control it when you feed your spirit. Whatever you feed, that's what gonna thrive and take over. They wrestle every day, wrestling, trying to take over what? The flesh wants the spirit. The spirit wants the flesh. So the fight going on all the time. Every day of your life, a wrestle. The body just don't profit much.
Amen.
Nothing bothers you. When you die, you know, when I die, what else? A pretty young lady, wasn't she? But it's dead. See, they ain't gonna keep that body in the church. They ain't gonna keep it at home, you know, in the living room. I don't care how pretty it was. That's all right. Y'all know what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't care how much you love it. You can love it there. You can love it. I love your mama. Don't leave me. Okay, we'll never stay right here in this cabin. Right here in the living room. You're going to get tired of that.
Amen.
No, sure ain't. And you soon going to get over that quick. That really keep on like that sometimes because you know they can't stay with it, you know, and the undertaker man said, well, we can let it stay in for about 3, 5, 6 months in his living room. Well, I pray over him. No, you ain't going to pray long either. You ain't going to pray long. No, don't profit nothing, but your spirit got to live somewhere forever. Read on. We're going to skip down. Where you at now? You got 63. Okay, six, almost 64. I won't, now you skip down to, keep on going. Keep on going. Yeah, keep on going. I'm sorry. Keep on going. Yeah, keep on going.
But there are some of you.
Listen.
That believe not.
God of mine. He know everything.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not.
Yeah.
And who should betray him.
He know every one of us. Right now, Jesus know every heart in here right now. Can't fool him no kind of way. He know every one of us right now. He know how to put the beard here. I know everything about us. That means you can't hide from God. Be honest with God. If you want some prayer, you got to be honest with God. I know who's going to betray me, he said. Crowd following Jesus. Read on.
And he said,
listen.
Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father.
Read on.
From that time,
watch this.
Many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Oh, no. Y'all see that? Yeah. Now you can deal with the spirit. See, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear nothing about the kingdom of God. I'm through with you now, Jesus. That way some folks in church. Preachers that tell you the truth. I don't want to hear that. You better hear something good for you. Benefit you. Heart of mine. The Bible said the disciple went back and walked no more with him. They said that's a hard thing. Oh, you ain't got it in, but it's a whole. But long as I'm about feeding them, I feed you this, I get it. You know, no, the praise will go up and blessing come down. You know, okay, all right. That's my Savior. Yeah, Lord. Crowd. But now I'm concerned for your soul. You don't want to hear that. You just want to hear something good for my body, what I love to hear. Where I can get some more promises from you. But not the other side of salvation. You don't want to hear that part. Lord, have mercy. Bless his holy name. They went back with him no more. Read the last verse there. Lord of mine. Yeah, next verse. Read the next verse. Yeah, next verse.
Then said Jesus unto the 12,
listen to this.
Will ye also go away?
After that big old crowd. See, we are his disciples, ain't you? I ain't making nobody follow me, you know.
That's right.
Y'all gonna leave me also? He ain't begging. He ain't getting on his knees. Y'all gonna leave me all? No, none of that. Ask the question. That big crowd don't leave now. Y'all gonna leave me also? Oh, don't mind. Sometimes you want to cry and get by yourself reading things like that. How we do Jesus so much. We don't treat him right. Lord, I'm going to say this just like, you know, we have prayer meeting. Don't care what day it is. If it's Christmas, we're going to have prayer meeting, you know. Just about it hit on that day that I canceled out, you know. But we had a good little crowd yesterday still praying yesterday and said the morning. You know, I thought about something. I said, now, holidays stop us from doing things of Christ. Holidays. Holidays will stop us right now. Well, the day of holiday ain't going today. Well, why Christ? He waking up folks in the morning. Well, the day of holiday, day of holiday. Micah said, you ain't going out there. No, day of holiday. No. You ain't going to wake nobody up. No, day of holiday. Did he wake us up this morning? Yeah. All right then, forget about the holiday. Yeah. We don't treat him right. And time hair breaking loose. Oh, Lord, you know me. Yes, I do know you. How you doing, Brother Smith? May God bless you, brother. Glad to see you. I've seen him. He's been sick a long time in the hospital, but God got him back there. Amen. Holiday. And time somehow. First thing we'll do, go to the Lord. And get mad if you don't answer your prayer. Oh, no much. Read the next verse. Watch this. Watch what Peter said. Watch this.
Then Simon Peter answered him,
listen,
Lord, to whom shall we go?
God Almighty.
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
God Almighty. Where are we going? Where are we going, Lord? You don't want to know how to get to heaven. Where are we going?
All right.
Where are we going? You don't want God eternal life in your hand. Where are we going? Yeah. It's good to have somebody in the crowd have some sense. Ain't that right, Joe? Right. Where are we going? You got eternal life in your hand. Where are we going? Paul, what the thing is? Got to get some answers from Paul. Hang on. Yeah, GPS. Yeah. That GPS thing. Just put you just punch in your address. Just punch your address in. You know, they get you there once you want. Just tell you where to go. Take left. Take right. Take right, take left, take left, take left. Where you going? That can't help you when Jesus leaves you. Your Cadillac can't take you up there. Your Mercedes Benz can't get up there. Yeah, your navigation. Yeah, navigation. That was it. Yeah. Yeah, y'all go where you want to go. Everybody just punch it in. Cha, 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 cha. They don't know the way to heaven, I bet you. And they can't get you there. Can't nobody get you there but Jesus. Where I'm going? Oh, Peter said, where I'm going? Oh, how much? Read next book. We're just about through. Oh, how much?
And we believe,
hallelujah,
and are sure,
and sure
that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Let me tell you why I got happy. I got happy S-U-R-E. I got happy. I'm sure. Lord have mercy. I'm sure. Boy, you sure y'all get happy? So I'm sure thou art the Christ. I'm sure you are the Son of the living God. He's not a dead God. He's a living God. I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure. And the songwriter said, I'm very sure. You don't know where you're going when you leave here. I said, you don't know where you're going when you leave here. I'm sure.
All right. All right,
Kevin.
Call out number 0927. Call out number 0927.
I'm sure. Not to be scratching my head. I know where I'm going.
Ain't no doubt.
No wonder Peter can be hung up upside down. He's sure.
Yeah. That's right.
When you sure, you ain't afraid to die. Yeah. You're going to leave here anyway. But just be what?
Sure. Mama.
Oh. Read the last verse. I can go a little further. Go on. Got 3 minutes.
Jesus answered them,
God Almighty,
have not I chosen you 12?
Yeah.
And one of you is a devil.
Ain't that so? Ain't that so? Ain't that so? He know the devils. But ain't that strange? He chose a devil. Somebody said, I'm going to talk to the Lord about that when I get to heaven. Ain't that something? Nobody. He chose it. No, he was a devil. Put him right there in his corner. It's for us preachers to see it. And for you too. I don't care if you ain't got but 10, you got a devil in there. If you got 5, the devil going to be showing somewhere. He got a devil that you know, I don't care where you go, a devil going to be with you. He know how to act. He know how to be calm. See, sometimes you intelligent devils. You got some ignorant devils, you got some intelligent devils. You got religious devils. They know how to act religious. Chose 12, and I got a devil. One of you, ain't that something? Didn't tell. I could point out 2 or 3 devils here. I promise you. Jesus didn't tell nobody. I promise you. Jesus will take care of that. See, Jesus will take care of your enemy. You can do what he said. He take care of the enemies. You just do what he said. Don't let him stop you. Do what he told you to do. That means told Timothy, watch. Endure affliction.
That's right.
If I'm on your side, who can be against you? Boy, boy, boy. If y'all wouldn't go home, I'd preach another hour, but you'll go home. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even Christine is sitting on that, dear. The other side of salvation. You better listen at it. You better listen. It's going to be good for you. We need it. Need it. You need to know it. The devil wants us to be ignorant of it. That means folks hurt your feelings so easy. And you stop. So if you don't know, no matter. Too many good folks that God done saved and wants to walk in the church. And the devil hurt his feelings so you need to know this stuff. The devil's gonna sit on your back if you can't take nothing.
Amen.
Gonna stay on your back because you know you can't take nothing. I ain't gonna get in that group no more to hurt my feelings. Where you going? Where your feelings won't get hurt?